All right, what year did you come up with, ladies and gentlemen? CeCe Winans, best-selling female gospel artist of all time as of 2015. That's right, 2015, 2015. How many of you got it? Good job. Alabaster Box, CeCe Winans. Awesome minister of music, minister of song. Okay, so the shady tax is the tax that the black people, particularly black business owners, hoist upon the black community, themselves in particular. Many black businesses, black-owned businesses, have the reputation that we don't conduct business correctly. We don't conduct business professionally. So customers and potential customers either leave or decide not to do business with us. Now, I got to tell you, there have been some black-owned businesses that I've been to, and I tell you, the service was great. And when I say the service, them doing what they should have been doing as far as the actual business transactions go, but also as far as the way they connected with their customers. I'm thinking about someone now who is in the insurance business, and I'm telling you, there have just been so many people. There have been a number of black-owned businesses where those black business owners were on top of their game. I'm telling you, they knew how to run their businesses. They knew how to handle their businesses as far as the finances go. And they knew how to connect with their customers slash clients. Very impressive. It's just unfortunate that we have so many black business owners who do the opposite, that that's a discussion. But here we go. You notice, in an effort to be fair, I'm discussing both sides of that. I'm letting it be known that there's no question that we do have a lot of black business owners who get it, and they are on top of their game. But for the sake of those who don't get it, who have not gotten it yet, and need to work, we're talking about this. We're sharing with you what you can do to make doing business with you a pleasant experience. Now, here's the deal. The reputation is what needs to be changed. For those who are doing it right, you might hear some things that really bring home to you what you've been doing well. Because you know how sometimes we can be doing something right, but if someone asks us, how do you succeed in this? How do you succeed in that? We may or may not be able to give them specifics. And sometimes by hearing someone else list some specifics that work, it hits us. Oh, yeah, you know what? That's what I've been doing. Oh, yeah, I've been doing that too. And so here are some of the specifics for the people who are really nailing it. You're really doing well. And here's some pointers that may help you be sure that you are aware of what you're doing so that you can deliberately keep repeating the practices that have led to your success. For those of you who haven't been doing it, this is what you need to make part of your repertoire, your business repertoire. Five areas, seeing where we can improve. Number one, Do you follow through? Do you say, do you do what you say you will do? Although very often when we talk with black business owners, send a proposal, sometimes the firms don't get back with the person in the time frame in which they said they would, if at all. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to make sure that when we say we're going to do something, we do it, and we do it on a timely basis. We need to also make sure that we come correct. Upon first interaction, in some cases, your skin color is already a caution sign for some people. Already. Don't allow your appearance to compete with that. When we talk about appearance now, we're talking about the clothes. Are they wrinkled? Are they well-pressed? I know this is 21st century and all of that, but ladies and gentlemen, we need to make sure that we say by the way we are dressed, I'm taking this seriously. I'm taking my business seriously. What about our hair? It cannot be uncombed. You're looking for a high-paying position? You want to run your business? You want to be in a great management position? Well, you need to make sure that you have the set of skills needed to fill the position. Dress for the job that you want. And so, therefore, come correct. Make sure that in everything that you're doing, I know I was emphasizing business ownership initially, but I definitely want you, in addition to looking at business ownership, to also look at just being in a position, especially a managerial position. Everything should be about excellence. Grammatical errors on documents, unacceptable. Make sure that all your paperwork is in order and that your proposals entail what you will do for a prospective client. Very often, we're being held to a higher standard than people of other ethnicities, plural. Mediocrity is not the way to go. Excellence is the way to go. Another recommendation made is to be aware of your own bias synapse. Knowing what your own biases are towards others, whether it's race, sexuality, gender, something else. You have to identify it so that you're not interacting in a way that could be harmful to your personal or professional goals. Besides, when you treat people badly based on their diverse characteristics, it's not good. That is a bias synapse that you need to deal with. Okay. We're talking about ways to go about building a better business. And I know some of you are saying, well, hold on now. If it's not my business, why should I care about how it's handled? Why should I even care about whether it succeeds or not? That is a very self-centered attitude that shouldn't be a part of our thinking. Part of the reason that people of other ethnicities are able to come to America and excel at what they do and truly prosper is because they care even when the business is not their own. They want to see whoever's running that business succeed. We need to adopt that attitude. We need to develop that disposition. And so if you're working for a black business owner, be doing everything in your power to help that business owner succeed. Want that business to be well run and profitable. Want that business to be successful, and therefore do your best. Excellence, excellence, excellence. So yes, even when it comes to yourself and biases that you may have, those should not have a negative impact. Your own biases should not have a negative impact on the person who is trying to give you a chance, the business owner. So, yeah, let's do what's right because it's right to do right. Check those biases and take good care of each and every customer. All right, what's the name of this song? You're not
You're beautifully broken, and you can be whole again.
All right, this is an awesome song about an awesome movie. The title of the song is Beautifully Broken. What is the name of the movie that this soundtrack comes from?